USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The World Health Organization bowed to calls from most of its members to launch an independent probe into how it managed the international response to the coronavirus, which has been clouded by finger-pointing between the United States and China over a pandemic that killed over 300,000 people and leveled the global economy. The comprehensive evaluation, sought by a coalition of African, European, and other countries, is intended to review lessons learned from WHO's coordination of the global response to COVID-19, but would stop short of looking into contentious issues such as the origins of the new coronavirus. U.S. President Donald Trump has claimed he has proof suggesting the coronavirus originated in a lab in China, while the scientific community has insisted all evidence to date shows the virus jumped into humans from animals. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Justice Department said Al-Qaeda played a role in a deadly shooting spree at the Pensacola, Florida Naval Air Station. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Attorney General Bill Barr telling reporters that the shooter was in touch for some time with Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, and the information was obtained from the shooter's two iPhones. The shooter was a Saudi Air Force officer training with the U.S. military. And FBI Director Chris Wray said other information from the suspect's phones is being put to good use. He also says the shooter spent several years plotting the attack that killed three U.S. sailors before the shooter was shot and killed.
Uber's chief executive told employees that the ride-hailing service will lay off an additional 3,000 employees and close 45 offices globally. The move comes just days after the company announced it would cut 3,700 jobs in customer service and recruiting. With the coronavirus pandemic dropping ridership, Uber's leadership had to take a tough action to resize the company to the new reality of the business. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida has been selected to serve as the acting chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, after Senator Richard Burr temporarily stepped down from the post over his stock trades. Rubio also chairs the Senate Small Business Committee and is the second highest-ranking Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator Mark Warner, the panel's Democratic vice chairman, welcomed the announcement, saying Rubio has been a great partner on intelligence and national security issues, and I look forward to working with him in his new role as acting chairman. Researchers in Florida have rediscovered an ultra-rare metallic blue bee that hadn't been spotted in years, so long that experts weren't sure it still existed. A researcher at the Florida Museum of National History, Chase Kimmel, found a blue calamintha bee on March 9th, according to releases from the museum. Since then, more of the elusive bees have been spotted, but efforts to research the insect have been curtailed by the coronavirus pandemic. The museum wrote it's the first time one had been spotted since 2016. The blue Calamintha bee, or Osmia calamente, has unusual facial hairs that are used to collect pollen. It's a unique insect for a number of reasons. It collects pollen on its face, relies on a threatened flowering plant, and is found primarily on Lake Wales Ridge, a central habitat in Florida. The 2019 Florida State Wildlife Action Plan lists the bee as a species of greatest conservation need. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.